Tessa to say in a lot of related songs. And now you're not only to hear, but to see God's joy and love. And this first song talks about that love and talks about how the world is looking for it. And this man is looking for it. I looked for love.
Children know of the tall man.
In God's Word, Jesus Christ declares himself to be the head of the church. The church belongs to God and is made up of the whole body of believers. Today, some people question if Jesus Christ really is the sole head of the church. In many churches, Christ is not even present. Those churches are in danger of becoming old cathedrals.
Someone who had sent me free. I'm really thankful today. I'm really thankful to be here. We're soul perspective. And we're sixfold. We start with Debbie, who's back there on the soundboard, who's a music education major. Then we have Kathy, who's on the projectors, and she's a whole night major. And we have Bob, who's a math major, and just about graduate. And Carol, who's a physics major, and elementary education. And Marcia, who is a music vocal major, looking for a secondary degree. And myself, and Aldo, who is in between. This space is being out of music. I guess I'm in awe of all from our group right now because if you look at any of our flyers or posts from this morning, you'll notice there's a guy here with a beard. Well, we got rid of him and I took his place. All I'm sitting there in the morning and I just decided that I didn't need that beard. We praise the Lord. I'm really nervous. God is good at it. I'd like to share some scripture with you from Ephesians 2. Now in Christ Jesus, you who formerly were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who made both groups into one, and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall by abolishing in his flesh the enmity, which is the law of commandments contained in ordinance, that in himself he might break the two into one new man, thus establishing peace, and might reconcile us both in one body to God through the cross. By having put to death the enemy, and came to preach peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have our access in one spirit to the Father. This next psalm talks about this scripture and shares with us a special invitation for our spirits, as he says to Jesus Christ, come on down to meet the Creator, where you will find your peace and your worth and your truth. And be his life. And that's what we found and we're going to share with you, and I know you've found that. And all of you are friends. Great job. Come on down.
We'd like you to help us on this next song. It's called the All Day Song, and it's written by John Fisher. And it's a song you can just sing about all day long. You can even sing it in your car. You can sing it in the morning in your car, and you can sing it in the afternoon in your car, and you can even sing it in the evening in your car, if you're in it. We'd like to have you help us on the chorus, and we'll sing the chorus through once, and then just join us a second.
Thank you. The joy that I have felt and have now. I want to share that with you.
It's called Your Gift.
Until you lead us home.
next song, Dear Pastor, Dear Pastor Dan Batman. And one of our more serious numbers, and it's called The Story of the Preacher and the Dare.
And what? The Dare and the Dare.
Now the preacher, he went out walking. It was on one Sunday morn. Paul's was against religion, but he drew his gun along. He shot himself some mighty fine quail, and one little piece of hair. And on his way, returning home, he had a great big laugh. Oh, well, the bear sat down in the middle of the road, just mean as he could be. And the preacher commenced to shake him, and he hopped up a sickly tree. Then the bear stood up and rolled his eyes, he shook his ugly neck. The preacher looked up to his God, and these are the words he said. And these are the words he said.
Job I ever done was baptizing that bear.
done a lot of good things through that. He's given me a lot of opportunity to share my life in a very real, down-to-earth way. Because those guys that I see and I look for are looking for what, whatever there is to be in life, and looking for new wonders. And God's given me a new opportunity next year to be an RA, which is a residence advisor, to live in the dorm prior to the school, to help influence attitudes of living together, of developing, as the school says, developing the character and the moral standards of a young parent. But I look forward to sharing God in my life with them, whatever that might be, and helping them with their refinement of God to lead to their life. And this song just really puts in a nutshell that whole excitement and expectation that I have, and it's called He's the Reason to the Life.